What I'm saying is watch both and drink a lot and then use Kyle's superpower to weave them together into a coherent narrative.
Yeah. Everybody in the world's jealous they can't do what I do now.
I had to put my pipe in my mouth while I was clapping, and I had to do a very tight transition there. Hello, everybody.
Feels like
welcome
a whole
to Shit Suck.
Episode. What things have you had to put in your mouth because you had to use your hands? I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
I'm Kevin.
Most tools I've owned, some electronics, cups, spoons, cooking implements.
It's like a cat's butt. Like
animals,
it's been on everything.
Not the cat's butt. That hasn't been in my mouth.
Kendrick's mouth is a cat's
butt. By the transverse property,
well,
your butt is, your mouth has touched the cat butt.
Stay here and lick the cat's butt.
He's like holding the cat, and then he has to put the cat in his mouth, and he just picks the butt instead of like the leg.
Yeah, because that makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's the rules, guys.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
So today, we're going to do something not different, but it's been a little while since we've done something as ridiculous as this. We're going to talk about a couple things, but we're going to start talking about the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, also called the Fuck You, Joss Whedon, Eat My Farts edition.
We're mad about Batman. But not Batman specifically, but I do just want to yell that.
If you haven't watched the that gritty remake trailer, you should watch it. I'll put that on here too, Kendrick. When you
gritty remake trailer, what?
It's G4 and it's got Pro Z in it,
okay.
And it's the gritty Snyder remake. Avengers. They're taking the piss.
I just
you
like.
Haven't seen this?
No, I haven't. No. I think it's interesting to note that how formative it's like. So imagine a universe where someone wrote Red Sun, the comic Red Sun, right? And then every subsequent.
For the record, Kyle, I can imagine that universe.
Okay. This is the universe part you're not gonna. You're gonna like to imagine every subsequent version of any DC comic was based on the premise that Red Sun set.
Okay.
And like, and not just in like, oh, there's a cool character with Batman. It's like subversive and weird, and like it could be cool, right? But like,
so
there's a point where you really don't.
What's the one second background to Red Sun? What is that?
Oh, Red Sun is basically that Superman lands in Russia instead of the U.S. and like he becomes communist. He becomes the communist leader.
He's like the uber communist.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I guess that's not the point. The point was I'm saying is like that's kind of like twist, right? We're like, oh, I really like that. Oh, I really like those Christopher Nolan Batman movies. Let's do every subsequent movie like that. Like,
yeah, it's like, no, it's only fun because it's different.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the reason Red Sun's really cool is because it's a unique take, right? And you could have a few other books there, and it would be fun if you did, like, a one following Batman's adventure through that or whatever, right? But you don't base your whole entire universe off of it. Just like Marvel didn't base their whole entire universe off of, like, Iron Man. They had like the Thor movies and they took it a different direction, and they've done like some horror stuff now with like Venom and that type of stuff. So like, I don't know, like whoever's in charge of DCEU and sitting there like, let's make every single fucking movie gritty is like the same person who needs to get like kicked out of the window in that GIF or that meme.
Meme. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Rant over.
So what I just wanted to say was I hadn't seen Man of Steel before.
Interesting.
But I had seen BVS, D to the J, and I did see Justice League. So on Sunday, Kate and I sat down and convinced ourselves, because she hadn't seen Man of Steel either, we watched Man of Steel, the Justice League Whedon version.
What the fuck's wrong
with
you? And
then the Justice League Zack Snyder version.
That's like 10 hours of bullshit.
Right. No wonder you guys were pissed that day.
We burned through 2 bottles of Cava. And mimosas for that to get through it, which is not as much as I was expecting. We had 2 reserve bottles of Cava because we were thinking it was going to be way harder. For the record, I would not recommend doing this.
Just for the same reason he doesn't recommend, like, you know, going to the desert without any water.
The Cava
or
the
you
DC
marathon? Jumping out of a plane without a parachute.
You should always drink 2 bottles of Cava. You should not watch those movies in that order.
Are we sponsored by Cava now? I've never heard of this product before.
Could we be? I'd be okay.
I would love for that. Cava is a dry, fizzy wine. It's less sweet than champagne.
Fucking dope.
It is delicious. It's cheap, too, usually. So
nice. So yeah, anyway, I've not seen any of those.
Brought to you by Kava.
Which is
and
not
so
surprising.
The situation we have is Kevin's seen none of them. Kyle's seen everything up to the original Justice League, but not the Snyder Cut.
I did see the last 10 minutes of the Snyder Cut. That's it.
And the last 10 minutes of the Snyder Cut. And Joe?
I have seen everything except for the most recent Wonder Woman and the Snyder Cut. Okay. Those are the two that I've dug out of.
I saw the most recent...
Snyder Cut makes me laugh so
much. Wonder Woman?
I saw the most recent Wonder Woman. I saw both of them, actually.
No, but in true Kevin fashion, you've seen only a subset and a weird subset. Like,
yeah. Right? Exactly.
You although have I to do a DC marathon, and I'm not helping you with that.
Yeah. I'm caught up on the Marvel Universe. I'm definitely caught up there.
That's worth your time.
Yeah, that's worth your time.
But DC, it's a select few. I like Batman. Like Wonder Woman.
Batman and Wonder Woman are cool.
I actually quite like old Batman as a character, and I like Batfleck as old Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree. I do have to agree. I think he did a really good job. I couldn't picture him as like a young Batman. Like, he's not a good young Bruce Wayne.
No, he plays a nice... He's one of the few times you actually get a good Bruce Wayne and a good Batman, to my mind. As old Bruce Wayne and old Batman. Because he's got this... The whole thing is, I'm too old for this shit. Is like his thing throughout. And then Jeremy Irons as Alfred carried the movie.
Fair.
I'm really interested to see that Michael Keaton's supposed to be Batman and Batman Beyond, so he's supposed to be like a really old Batman. And
I like that. I like the idea of that.
However, and he made a pretty good Bruce Wayne too. If I recall correctly, he was a very good Bruce Wayne.
I'll give that. Yeah. I want to make a retraction. Actually, I actually think that I could picture Ben Affleck not as Bruce Wayne but as Thomas Wayne.
Yeah,
like Flash Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, when he goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a really cool take.
And we can get into that because I feel like the way this conversation is going to go, it's going to steer that way. So, I'll bring it up later.
Don't worry. So, what this means is that Kate and I were not in a unique experience, but in an opportunity to contrast our initial experience with Man of Steel, Justice League, the Whedon version, and then the Snyder version. And so to directly compare the Whedon and the Snyder versions, hereafter the Whedon cut and the Snyder cut, led to a very comparative thing, which I don't believe was ever his intention, because Snyder still claims to have never seen Justice League.
But that's still probably the best way to watch those movies. I would counter what you said earlier by don't do this to yourself by saying if you want to watch them back to back, that's probably a more fun activity than just watching them straight out. Like,
so Kate thinks it was a good idea. I think it was not a good idea. But I think both of us agree with parts of the other one. So it's an interesting perspective. One thing I would say is Man of Steel was frustratingly terrible because parts of it are so good.
Yeah, yeah. Right, Man of Steel has some really good things, and then you have to suffer through a lot of bad writing and bad acting.
Yeah.
Give me just
that's me saying that.
And tell me, Whedon, Snyder, what, like, original okay, director, so what did they direct?
Here's the situation. Zack Snyder was directed. I think he was involved in some writing, but I know he directed Man of Steel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then he directed Batman versus Superman: Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, which we always call BVS D to the J, which is a better title.
Yeah. Which was the one better. You guys ranted about like 400 episodes ago, right?
And every episode since, yes.
Yeah.
And so. Then Zack Snyder started the Justice League project, and then tragically his daughter died, and so he had to leave the project. And I don't think we have to explain why. That's a completely reasonable reason.
She's not coming back. I don't know why he left.
Yeah.
So they brought in Whedon because most of Joss Whedon's history is as a screenplay fixer, and this is actually not super common. Like, he's done directing and writing and stuff, but his main bread and butter through most of his career was coming in and fixing screenplays. And so he did this a lot, and they brought him in to fix it and finish it. Zack Snyder was so angry about the final product, mostly when it didn't do well in theaters, probably, sure. That he had been stirring the shit pot for the last 3 years. And late last year, because it's 2017 it came out, sometime last year it was announced that he was going to be able to release his quote-unquote original release, original cut of the film, his original vision. So everyone was clamoring for the Snyder cut.
Wait, so did they get like Ben Affleck back to do more scenes and stuff like
that? Oh, yeah, they did reshooting for it. They did. They actually got everybody on board to do reshooting for it.
So that there tells you one thing, which is he wasn't just digging up old footage he already shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
He claims that this was his original vision. I don't buy it for an instant. And so then he spent
That's not selling it right. He claims that this was one part of a five-movie trilogy is what he called it, I think, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, he always believed this was the beginning of a five-movie trilogy.
Which doesn't make any sense, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Never mind, he's already quantology. Two movies in, whatever. Right?
And Man of Steel was Henry Cavill, right? Was Man of Steel?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. The Witcher.
Yep.
The Witcher. And for the record, I want to say this. Henry Cavill's performance in these movies has been good. I liked his performance across the board. I think the directing and writing was awful, but I think he did really well with what he was given.
Totally. I actually can't... Someone acting as Superman is a good actor is like saying like someone who didn't have to do anything to be a good actor would be a good actor. Like he's a great actor, but he didn't have to do much.
Okay. A lot of his physical prowess, because he certainly fucking looks like Superman, right?
It's true.
Is great. I mean, Zod, I forget the actor's name, amazing performance in a lot of ways. I really liked some of the stuff he did. But then the lines he was forced to deliver made me die inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, with all that in mind, the Justice League was not very well received when it first came out, and everyone blamed Whedon, because obviously if Snyder had had his vision, it would have made $1 trillion, and then finally the girl I liked at school would go out with me after I tipped my fedora to her for the umpteenth time. And Snyder clamored for this, and the fans finally, you know, got it, the project greenlit, and he spent 9 months or so editing it, redoing it, a couple of reshoots, not as many as you would think, to the credit. Apparently none with Henry Cavill. He said he didn't have any reshoots, whatever, but relatively minor reshoots, except for the completely unnecessary introduction of Jared Leto.
Cavill without having footage without his mustache.
He didn't have the mustache when they first filmed it.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
No, it was the reshoots later.
But you have to say, though, Jared Leto is the best Joker. Like, he's very clearly the best
Joker. I'll actually kill you.
You haven't seen him at the end of this movie yet, though.
One of the scenes that they added was at the very end of the second or third ending of the movie, depending on how you call it.
Lord of the Rings level.
It's a little Lord of the Rings esque, and not in a good way. There is a nightmare, which is both a K because it's edgy and dark and color graded to be sad. Takes place in a post apocalyptic version of the future where Darkseid has taken over, and you get Batman with a sweet coat running around with his former enemies. And then there's this completely long and arguably unnecessary conversation between him and Joker, who he's now sided with. For some reason, it's not clear in any way.
He's like, you need my help. And he's like, okay, I guess you're right. And you're like, no, wait, what do you need his help with?
What?
Like,
yeah. What could you possibly need his help with?
Well, and you say Darkseid, and I'm like, you're talking about Twisted Metal, right?
No, it's
semi-truck.
Exactly. He's a semi-truck with a gun on the front.
Yeah, the best villain.
Which is, yeah.
It's kind of what Darkseid is.
Kind of, yeah, basically. The differences in the movie are plentiful. Some are more nuanced and of the Han shot first variety. Some are more blatant. Some are different types of character development. Cyborg is in the film, as I said, as opposed to the Whedon version, where he's very barely in it. And after hearing the allegations between Ray Fisher, the actor who portrayed Cyborg, and issues he had with Whedon, that's not surprising. The original Justice League came in at a hefty 2 hours long, and apparently was cut down. I think they had an extended version at one point, like BVS. I don't know for sure. The Snyder cut clocks in at about 4 hours.
Damn.
And it is gratuitous, and I don't mean that like in a sexual or violent way, but like in the way that when people get to a certain point in Hollywood or are unburdened with things like budgets, they can just kind of really get up their own asses. Just
yeah, it's like
just
the
getting
room.
High off their own farts.
It's like a Zack Snyder directed his own version of The Room, but it's with the superheroes. Like,
kinda, yeah. So Justice League obviously takes place. Okay, we haven't talked. I know Kevin's in the dark about this. Justice League takes place after the death of Superman in Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Sorry, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. So Superman's dead.
Because at this point, after Man of Steel, Superman's basically just a MacGuffin. He has no purpose in the plot other than just pushing the plot forward. And apparently being the antithesis of every person in the universe that wants to take over Earth or wants to do anything in the universe for some reason.
Yeah, he's basically the only person who matters. And so one of the ultimate jokes...
But he doesn't
Henry
matter
Cavill
at all. Because he like doesn't do anything.
Right.
Well, yeah, because he's dead. But no one stays there. So
Henry Cavill made the joke because he was on the press junket when they released the movie, and it's like, so obviously, I'm not dead. Like he in the original cut, he shows up about an hour in, so about halfway. They bring him back to life using MacGuffins, as Kyle's word is a good word. And then he's bad Superman for like a hot second, and then he gets into good Superman because Lois Lane.
Yeah,
because
Lois Lane. A huge problem with Man of Steel, by the way. There's a lot of...
At least it wasn't fucking Martha, so there you go.
Martha!
That's better than... that's better than what happened to Man of Steel.
I would love it if that was in the Snyder Cut, if like Darkseid shows up and they're like fighting him.
Like,
they're just like, why did you say his name? But it's like, oh my god, my mom's Martha.
Instead of Martian Manhunter, it's Martha Manhunter, and it's just like this convalescence.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of notes there. So Superman comes back, and then they have to go fight...
Steppenwolf. There you go.
Steppenwolf. And every time I think of them, I always want to name a different 70s band for some reason.
Yeah. Whitesnake.
Steppenwolf. Yeah. So they have to fight Steppenwolf, who's just jamming out to a guitar in Russia for some reason. And basically, the Justice League, who believe that Superman is actually evil and then disappeared, and they're like, well, fuck, we got to do it ourselves, proceeds to screw around until Superman shows up, where he single-handedly saves the day, and then everything's fine in the end.
Yeah, that's basically the concise plot of the Justice League 2.5-hour movie.
In the Snyder version, which starts... it's worth noting, just a couple of plot details... Superman's death is so traumatic for the world that in the Whedon version, Superman's death, because he was such a beacon of hope, leaves the world in such despair that these ancient artifacts detect the despair and summon back one of the greatest scourges of the universe, Steppenwolf, who is coming to return these magical artifacts so he can destroy the planet. And that's the basic premise there. In the Snyder version, Superman, as he's dying, screams no, and these concentric wave circles of comic book bullshit wave out from him in slow motion. Swear to God, 10-minute slow motion intro of him going, no! And that's what causes all three mother boxes to activate and summon the antagonist of the film. It has nothing to do with human suffering, it's just Superman saying no.
And now you're saying antagonist of the film for a very specific reason.
Yeah. To be fair, that is totally just. I mean, that's OG Superman comics.
Yeah. It's the parts that I don't want back. I should say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go on in way too long detail. So I want to hit a couple of other things, which is Ray Fisher's Cyborg has a lot more fun parts in it. Barry Allen has this really awkward scene where he sees a lady getting into a car accident and rushes out to save her, but takes this unnecessarily long time to like touch her hair. And then, like, is weirdly creepy how he tries to form her into, like, a safety position before he puts her on the ground. It's like, dude, I kind of liked you. You were weird, but, like, almost okay in the other one. Now he's, like, straight-up creeper. And then every time after that, that recontextualizes every time he talks to a woman and makes him that much creepier. And it's like, oh, you kind
of
ruined him,
Yeah, but you can't get gritty with every hero. You have to make some of them just straight weird, right? Because that's another form of gritty, right?
Because he was fun. You can't just have him as comic relief. He's got to be a creeper.
Yeah.
Whedon introduced a whole bunch of little witty dialogue lines that were just this little bit of light tension lightning. Like, Batman shows up with a giant robot that's got guns on it while they're fighting, Wonder Woman is fighting Steppenwolf and they're having a sword fight. He's like, sorry, I didn't bring a sword. And then guns them down with machine guns. And it was like, that's a Batman line. Yeah.
Like Lego Batman.
And instead, exactly. Right. Instead, in the Snyder version, he just says, my turn, and then shoots them with guns. And it's like, come on, that's just a demonstrably worse line, right?
Yeah.
Like, then the next section, and this is the main, I kind of want to conclude with this one, which is the biggest change. Steppenwolf, so originally the boxes are on Earth because in the first one, Steppenwolf came to Earth to destroy it, but all of the cool gods and superheroes that were around on Earth 5,000 years ago team up and kick his ass and send him away, stealing his little toys and locking them in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
In the Snyder version, Darkseid shows up. And then they kick the shit out of Darkseid, like, handily. He gets punched in the face by, like, Zeus, and then, like, limps away bleeding, and they take his mother boxes. And so, for some reason, what? Steppenwolf comes back to redeem himself. At no point in the movie do explain what he's redeeming himself
for. Yeah, okay, I was gonna say.
Never. Not once. They don't even acknowledge it.
Kendrick, it's he's part of a five-part trilogy. You have to watch the other 17 movies.
Well, and so, at the end of the movie, they murder the shit out of Steppenwolf, kicking his head back to Darkseid. So... Steppenwolf is severely underpowered in this one. All the fight scenes have been changed where he kind of gets his ass kicked just a little bit by every individual person and then leaves, like, teleports out, whereas opposed to being a little more of an unstoppable, like, superpower in the other one. So he's just kind of a lackey from the get-go and a wimpier lackey from the get-go. And so the whole thing lacks this sense of urgency because it's like, well, but this guy's kind of a bitch.
How can you have urgency in a four-hour movie?
I mean, you certainly didn't this
right?
way.
Yeah.
And then the whole assumption was, and the whole, like, nightmare thing is that eventually Darkseid comes to Earth, and there's a whole long sequence where Wonder Woman is dead, and Aquaman is dead, and Superman's evil, and it's all because Batman let Lois Lane die. And in the original Snyder explanation, it's because when Superman died, Batman had a relationship with Lois Lane, and then now when Superman came back, he's sad that he can't have Lois Lane anymore.
Yep. So I think what you're... It's weird, because I'm kind of getting the vibe that you like the Whedon version better.
I liked... what I want...
It feels like we're defending the Whedon version.
What? No. And here's the thing. There are parts of the Whedon version that were way worse. The accelerated pace, yet still somehow still dragging, was a weird combination of choices. I think they could have had a 2.5-hour movie with elements of the Snyder cut and elements of the Whedon cut that would have been good.
Yeah, but we're not asking you to make your own version. We're asking you to pick one right now on camera.
What I'm saying is watch both and drink a lot and then use Kyle's superpower to weave them together into a coherent narrative.
Yeah. Everybody in the world's jealous they can't do what I do now.
That's I am fair. A little envious. And I want to say one other thing. We're running out of time, and I know I talked a lot, but I want to say one more thing. The Snyder Cut was released in 4:3, a.k.a. old school TV format.
What?
Instead of widescreen.
That's crazy.
Because, also, all the color grading was just grayer for no
reason. Also, there's a fuckload of slow-mo.
So the reason he picked 4:3 is, originally it was supposed to be filmed in IMAX, which is more similar to 4:3 because of the size of the screen and the nature of the cameras.
Right.
But also, his original vision says, well, you know, superheroes are mostly vertical. They're really rarely horizontal, except Superman when he's flying.
And Wonder
so
Woman
this way, it showcases
flying,
them
and
better.
And Batwing and Flash
just,
when he's going
what
flat.
No, no, I'm not kidding.
What?
That was
what?
Snyder's...
What?
I mean, that gives
yeah.
me...
Snyder Kevin, is a dick.
Let's get really high and watch it, and we'll love it. Like, it'll be...
yeah,
that, the
you know,
most...
I'm on board
I want Joe to come back in here and address the part where just superheroes are vertical, not the other subject of all movies ever.
That was me that said
I'm just gonna stick to watching Teen Titans Go on the Cartoon Network.
That is the correct
very
choice.
Much better
thank you. For
actually, I would even
back.
Say
I
that Titans,
bit,
the show,
yeah.
is
yeah.
even better yeah. than any of the all of the DC
yeah.
shows are great. Like
yeah. DC,
every
cartoons
DC
yeah.
show is
oh,
yeah.
fantastic.
See, I just yeah.
Harley Quinn, like. Teen Titans, you got...
The Red Sun. Red Sun show is really good.
Doom
the movie
Patrol.
Is really good.
Oh, I haven't actually seen
so,
that.
I mean, that's a whole other echelon is the animated right. stuff, right? Like, uh-huh. every DC animated thing is, like, the quality you'd expect from, like, Marvel.
Okay.
Go check out Red Sun. That's yeah. a great movie. It's an animated one, and it's an excellent adaptation of the book series, and it really gets you. Like, I felt things.
Kate suggested watching Public Enemies if you really want to see a good representation of Batman and Superman.
I just want to drop this in here. I think the original animated Justice League, where Superman fought Darkseid, has one of the coolest dialogue like sequences that really does justice to Superman. Because he's just punching the shit out of Darkseid. Because it does kind of go that way. Darkseid is an imposing, unstoppable figure, and Superman's really the only person who can actually go toe-to-toe with him. And Superman has this incredible monologue while he's punching him through buildings in an evacuated city, by the way.
Why is that relevant, Joe?
Where he's like,
just kidding. Don't.
Talking about, it's like, do you have any idea how good this is for me that I can actually let loose? Do you know what it's like walking around a world as if it's made of glass? Where if I opened a door too hard, it would destroy a building. If I sneezed and didn't hold back, I'd like eliminate a block. But with you, I can go all out. And he just kicks the shit out of him. And it's just like, whoa, you really actually suddenly think of Superman as what he is. Like, a god among men. And you're like, oh, that's really cool. And also terrifying. And they just shit on that.
Superheroes in DC, who are gods among men? No, I want to leave you with one thing as far as the dark side is concerned. When he first came to the world, the Earth, he fights the Atlanteans, the Amazons, all the tribes of men, a Green Lantern who gets his shit rocked, and the old gods. And so Zeus punches him with lightning, and then Ares buries an axe in his neck to the head, and he gets knocked over like a bitch, and all of his assistants get murdered except two, who drag him to his ship, and he flies away in disgrace.
You should have aimed for the head.
Yeah.
I just watched that the other day. So,
better choice.
After reading the articles and watching some of the Snyder Cut, I went back and watched Endgame, just because I needed it.
You needed something good in your life?
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right, we're way over time. Thanks,
thanks, everybody. Like, comment, and subscribe.
We love you.
But don't watch the Justice League.
Or do, but I'm gonna take substances.
Bye.
Bye.